One of the biggest challenges for people to overcome when they first determine to start building wealth and putting income away for their future is a hulking mountain of charge card debt developed over several years, with balances of $10,000, $20,000 or more at 20 to 30% interest. They find themselves paying upwards of $500 monthly in interest expense alone, never making the balance of the charge card debt decrease, adding even more defeat and pain to the cycle. This negative amortization, as it's addressed, that's when you start paying interest on the interest you already owe, as you didn't make a big enough payment to cut the balance, will mostly be against the law due to recent regulations set in place over the last few years. This is precisely why you should pay off high interest charge card debt. Welcome to Credit Card Catastrophe Avoidance, everything you need to know about managing credit better. Chapter 1. Stop blaming. Quit the blame game. Cut it out. Do you prefer to know the fastest way that somebody still isn't ready to accept responsibility for their own financial life and take charge over their charge card debt? It's that they still blame other people, the economy, the economic system, form of government, their boss, or anybody or anything other than themselves. The only justifiable and logical excuse is those unfortunate persons who find themselves in the middle of a horrifying health scare and rack up monumental debts to make it. Unless that's you, there's something you need to find out. Cut it out. You're not a foul person. You're not a stupid individual. You just made a few dopey choices. It had nothing to do with your revenue. It had nothing to do with your loved ones. Every time you used your charge card and you made a conscious decision to borrow what you did not have. The very beginning month, a statement showed up, and you could not pay off the total balance in full. You had surpassed your resources. That's the minute you got in trouble. The subject matter should not be discouraging. Rather, it should empower you. If you got yourself into immense charge card debt, then you have the might to get yourself out of it. It's that easy. The moment you are able to look into the mirror and state, "It's my fault," and sincerely own the situation, you're able to start to turn it around just like millions of individuals before you have done. Take back your power. Discover a symbol of what you feel on the inside or the self-confidence that you want to show to other people on the outside. Having a symbol of what you're thinking or striving for is key to gain assurance. To get to the finish line or to get to any goal, you need to know where you're going. Your symbol may be anything from a color that makes you feel mighty or an event in your life that really made you feel powerful. Make a treaty with yourself to always put yourself first. The fight to gain self-assurance is often derailed because individuals tend to put the needs of others before their own. You need to put yourself first in your life so you really want to gain any ground in your life. Place your best foot forward day after day. If you want to know the true secret of how to gain authority, it's a shown fact that individuals who put out what they believe to be their best outfits and do their hair and makeup in a way like they were going out on a special night on the town feel more potent in themselves. Bet you didn't know that the easy task of putting on a shirt that you save for special occasions on a regular day will help you to gain assurance more than any self-help guru ever could. Take back your self-power and take responsibility.